Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Good show for you today. Dyke Michaels, grandparents, and a chef. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Y'all are alone and the lights ain't on. It ain't what you think. She's got candles out, but don't jump and shout. Just a fuse box on the blink. 'Cause when her heater ain't hot and the light bulb shot, she knows you're the best. But there ain't enough tools out in that truck to get you underneath that dress. 'Cause a high maintenance woman ain't after no maintenance man. She wants one of them CEOs whose butt crack don't show when he's installing diamonds on her hand. You ain't gonna impress her, son, with your big caulking gun. You need cash and a private plane. 'Cause a high maintenance woman ain't after no maintenance man. No, no, no maintenance man. No, no, no maintenance man. She wants furs and nails from Bloomingdale's and friends in the Junior League. You hit the plumbing shows at Home Depot's and Army surplus fatigues. She wants a big old house, a Swiss bank account, and the champagne slightly cold. You got a bounce check statement and a late truck payment and the credit of a 9-year-old. And a high-maintenance woman ain't after no maintenance man. No, no, no maintenance man. She wants some horses romp, kind of like Donald Trump, to install diamonds on her hand. Not some half-pickled jerk in a Dick Trickle shirt with a WD-40 stain. No, a high-maintenance woman ain't after no maintenance man. No, no, no maintenance man.
I can't afford background singers.
No maintenance man. No, no, no maintenance man.
Come on, Christy.
No maintenance man.
Oh, yeah.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, we're joined by a comedian that we're meeting for the first time.
We are indeed. He is comedian Dyke Michaels. And Dyke, I'm sure that you get a lot of questions about. They probably want to go, are you related to Al Michaels?
Yes, a lot of
that's the question.
Yeah.
What if I just came in here and was like, my name's Dwight?
Yeah.
Is it?
That, no.
Oh. No, it's D-Y-K-E, Dyke.
It is.
Is that an actual on the birth certificate kind of thing?
Yeah, it's my given name. I get a lot of questions about it, you know? Like, people always, like, because I'm a stand-up comedian, people ask, is that a stage name? To which I always say, why the hell would that be my stage right. name? Mm-hmm. I did all of junior high, and it was terrible.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm an adult. I like to have fun with it. You know, sometimes I'm, like, at a grocery store, and there's, like, a friend I haven't seen since high school, and they'll be like, hey, Dyke! And I just pretend that I don't hear them. You know?
Yeah. Well, and you have a rather masculine-looking look. You have a big, thick beard, and that'd be...
All right, where are you going?
All right.
I mean, like, how much dykier can one get?
Oh, my God.
Just...
okay. Well, this is going about how I thought of it.
Yeah. I didn't know it would be this quick.
I kind of, yeah.
We got right into it.
What's your tell me about your background. Hey. What are you, what's happening in your life? Do you have parents or...
Well, no, he was dropped here by a spaceship.
Immaculate conception. Yeah, I was raised by my World War II era grandparents. Oh, wow. So I'm a millennial, but I was raised boomer. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Like, I think a lot of people were and they don't know it. I made up a test. I think that, like, when you guys were kids and you were sick, did your parents give you the bowl to throw up in?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Was it also the family popcorn bowl?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Wait
we
a second.
Still
you're
do it.
You're onto something.
That's hilarious. That's being raised boomer right there.
Still do that.
God, that's so that is such a great observation. That is in my case it was a stainless steel bowl.
Well, so what do they do now?
Yeah, what do you use now? What do you use now, Pop?
You're not going to believe this. I just took my vomiting daughter to the hospital
Friday.
Wait a minute. Yeah, last Friday. And in all the chaos, I just grabbed a big clear garbage bag.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was one of those things where all of a sudden we're out of nowhere jumping in a car and heading to the hospital.
Yeah, so you grab, hey, this will work.
I didn't go. I didn't. Wait a second. Where's the popcorn bin?
We still use the same bowl.
My mom would give us the big bowl. My dad would give us a pot. Because he always, you can hold it by the handle. It's
And there's a certain age you reached, Dyke, you might be approaching that where you have a really nice car. Because there was a time when you don't care if your friend's going to barf. Open up the window. Go out the window. Then there's a time when you go, uh-oh, wait a minute. Before we get in the car, I got to get some kind of a bucket. Some kind of, and it's something to hold the vomit.
But, yeah.
It should have been, I think, trash bags, right? We should just do it in the trash. I think you had the right.
No, it was idea. It was a matter of just in the car.
Oh, necessity.
We didn't have time to.
Trash bags are better.
To think it through.
Yeah. You tie it up and you throw it away.
Right.
You don't have to wash the popcorn bowl as you suggested. Well, we had at our house, Dyke, we had the poop knife.
What?
I know what that is.
To if you had too big of a turd.
What?
I've talked about this before.
I put it out of my mind.
So you guys had it happened often enough to where you had a knife dedicated for this. Well, it happened once with me. My dad used one of the knives and then put it back into circulation.
Oh.
And so I couldn't ever use a knife in my house for like 5 or 6 years.
That's
buttering nice. Toast with your fingers?
Yes. That's knife roulette. You don't know what knife you're going to get.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
Oh.
And you can't get the poop out of it, no matter what you do. You
can
put it in boiling water.
I bet it does.
Yes, you can.
If you guys had my level of spirituality, you'd know that you...
No. Or paranoia.
You got to burn the whole house down at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, so were you on a septic?
Yeah.
So you had to make sure that you didn't clog it up, so...
Well, it just wouldn't go down.
Right. And you needed it out of the bowl.
Yeah.
Right.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And were you responsible for that?
I was. That's pretty cool. And I was like, hey, I can't, it won't go down. And my dad's like, here. And just went and grabbed one of the butter knives and sliced it up.
This happened with my roommate one time. And I heard him in the bathroom going, I'll clean this up. He goes, please just, he goes, go down, you piece of S. And then he started laughing because he realized, literally.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Man.
So the popcorn bowl, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. It was weird growing up because I'm a millennial, but I was raised by these really old people. So I got an old school upbringing. My grandma was a scientist, and she was convinced that the most accurate way to take my temperature growing up was with a rectal thermometer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. For just way too long. Yeah. I don't want to tell you how old I was when she stopped doing it, but I had a driver's license.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I remember, like, the first time I got sick in school and they sent me down to the nurse's office and they're like, we got to take your temperature. I was like, okay.
Taking your pants off in front of Mrs. Grundy.
They were like, no, it goes in your mouth. I said, the hell it does.
And now it's just that.
Shoot that thing at your head. Yeah.
I don't trust that.
I'm with you.
You don't trust it?
I don't trust it.
No.
Once you've watched No Country for Old Men, you can't do it like that.
Yeah. Good point, Pat. Mm. Yeah, I'm with you, Dyke. So without getting into the reason that you were raised by your grandparents, what is their background? You say one's a scientist?
Yeah. My grandpa was he was a soldier in World War II, and then he was a chemist. My grandma was from France, and they met during World War II, and he brought her back over, and they raised me. I spent about half the time with my mom, half the time with my grandparents, but a substantial amount of time with my grandparents.
Who picked the name Dyke?
Okay, so Dyke was my legal last name. My name was Michael Dyke, and then a few years ago, I thought I was going to get married to a high school English teacher. And I didn't think she wanted to be Mrs. Dyke.
Ah.
Okay. So I talked to my family. Yeah, I talked to my family about changing my name, and I was going to change it to something else. And they were very upset that I was getting rid of the family name. So I just swapped it.
Ah. Okay.
To Dyke, but I had it legally changed to Dyke Michael.
That is really nice. That's a great move. Yeah.
Relationship didn't work out, though. So.
Well, it's probably for the benefit of Mrs. Dyke.
Yeah.
For the benefit of Mrs. Dyke, there will be a name change. Never mind.
Do you speak French?
No.
Oh.
Okay. We're going to find out more about Mr. Dyke. I mean, Mike Dyke.
Mike Dyke?
Now I'm doing it. See what you've done? I'm still obsessing about the popcorn bowl.
Is just so true.
Yeah, that's an incredible observation. And that is so accurate.
Every time they come home, too, they'll go, oh, thanks. That's the bowl we used to vomit in. But, you know.
Wow.
It's clean now.
Okay. Let's see now. We are hanging out with comedian Dyke Michaels.
Hey.
And are you out there? I know that I've read in this little bio of you that you are an expert chef.
Oh, expert maybe.
I think you're an expert chef.
I went to culinary school here, and I've been cooking. I thought I was going to be a restaurateur. I used to own a food truck for a couple years, and then I decided to switch lanes and do stand-up comedy. And then I tried to marry the two, and I started a podcast where I cook for the guests. I cook like an elaborate three or four course brunch and then do the interview. So we've had Jeff on as a guest speaker.
What was your food truck?
It was called Beast. It was a hamburger food truck.
Oh, nice. Mm.
What makes your burger special?
So I was just using locally sourced ground beef and ingredients. Everything was from a local purveyor that was like top quality.
Yeah. What's the secret to making a great burger?
I think a secret to making a great burger is just using good ingredients and cooking on a flat top.
Really?
Yeah. I also have found the less you flip, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I flipped once.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. What do you suggest, like an 80-20 blend?
I like an 80-20.
On the flat top?
Yeah, yeah. I like a good 80-20.
You don't like it a little higher than that?
I don't. That's why I'm asking him.
Do you need more fat?
Yes, for the juices and flavor, yeah. 80-20, I think, is great.
No, he's 90-10.
What about the buns?
I was getting I probably did this the wrong way because I don't have the food truck anymore. But my thing was using fresh buns. I think in culinary school they told us, they said, you don't have to do everything perfect, but buy from someone that does. So I would get freshly baked buns from a local bakery. And put them on the local beef. The condiments were even
local.
Do
you crisp up the buns at all? Do you just keep them warm?
You got to throw them on. There's nothing worse than getting like a cold bun that just came out of the fridge with a hot burger. It's weird.
lettuce, tomato, what do you want? You leave it up to the
We had eater. A few. We had like a classic style one like that. And then we had some signature burgers. I did one with cookie butter and Chinese five spice. And then like a sriracha coleslaw.
Ooh, that sounds tasty.
That was very popular.
These all sound really good.
What was the price point for a double cheeseburger?
Not enough, I'll tell you that.
Ergo, the food truck is gone. Now, do you have to get permission to park the food truck? Do you like go to some...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Did you ever get kicked out of a place?
Oh, no, I think we always checked first. There's not a lot of people that are just like pulling up on a random street and making a bunch of money. Usually it's you're in a partnership with a brewery or, you know, somebody that wants you there to serve food. It's almost like a catering kind of thing.
Mm. Did you ever run into a porta potty?
When you tell that story, it's like, that sounds like something would happen to me, though.
Now, so how long would you be parked in the same place?
It depends. We did like we did weekly pop-ups in our neighborhood, and so everyone kind of knew, like, oh, on Wednesday they'll be there for 4 hours, and we'd set up little tables and chairs and stuff, so it was like a little outdoor restaurant.
Oh, that's cool.
4 or 5 hours is about normal service.
Do you need a permit?
Yeah, you have to have lots of permits.
Oh, yeah, more than one?
Oh, yeah, you got to have...
Plenty of red tape.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
So you can't, like, mix two things, like, you can't do haircuts and burgers?
Yeah, no, they frown on that.
Would you go to a place called Haircuts and Burgers?
If I got the burger first.
Yeah. You wouldn't have hair in your burger. Yeah.
What about, what do you call those toe jobs? What are those called?
Oh. A pedicure?
Pedicure, yeah. What about pedicures? Pedicures and pizza? You know, toe job. You know what I'm talking about.
You can have a haircut in hamburger place and call it fur burgers.
That's one of our classics.
That is a classic.
Fur burgers. Patooey. Remember that one? That was certainly a classic. We're hanging out with comedian Dyke Michaels. And now we were talking about your background. You mentioned that you were raised by your grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of a bunch of famous people that have been raised by their grandparents, sometimes not knowing. No, that's the famous Jack Nicholson, for example, the actor. He thought he thought it was his sister. Turned out it was his mother.
Yeah.
Remember that whole thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not from Chinatown. I mean, not like
no, that. No.
But you were raised by your grandparents. Are they still with us?
They are not. My grandmother forbade me to listen to the Bob and Tom show in the 90s.
Of course. So she was a smart woman.
She said it was, quote, disgusting because of some of the songs that were played back then. Which nothing makes a teenager want to listen to something more than being told by their grandma they can't listen to.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
Such classics as Prison Bitch, etc. What is the background of your? How do I word this delicately? There's no way to word this delicately. If one were to guess your ethnic origin, it would be very tough. You could be
no one wouldn't. Yeah. Which one was white and which one was black?
No, I was gonna say like Samoan.
Yeah, I'm very ambiguous. Like if you put a Mexican hat on me, I'm kind of Mexican. I'm kind of everything. Definitely got Samoan before. No, I'm black and white. Yeah, you were spot on, Josh. my mom's white. My dad's black, and that makes me biracial, which I have mixed feelings about.
Sure.
It was
more scholarship opportunities.
Oh yeah, I've been in a lot of brochures.
Yes, you are very castable, as they say.
Now, the reason I asked that this just sounds much worse than what my intention. Do people assume that you make a certain type of food based on your appearance?
Oh no, I don't think.
Thank
so.
You.
I think that's a fair question. Like, am I good at making soul food or something like that? Like,
you know how people are, Christy.
No, I know how you are.
But I mean, you absolutely could. You could be half Asian.
Yeah. I definitely get Samoan. I think Samoan just because I'm a chubby guy. I think that's why I get that a lot.
Oh, sorry.
But no, I definitely get that a lot. No, I don't know. I mean, yeah, sometimes you can look at somebody and be like, I bet that, you know, people from the South, you know, I always assume that they're good cooks, you know? Like, you look at someone and be like, ah, that guy knows how to make a rotisserie chicken.
You know? Yeah, you look like you could, like, make some good ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, run a barbecue
now,
place.
I'm going to once again prejudge.
Okay.
This is a guess. I don't know the answer to this. I have no reason to know this. were you more of an athlete or a nerd in school? And I'll write down my answer.
Huge nerd.
Oh, I got it right.
Yeah, big nerd. I'm a big fan of like all the nerd franchises. I love the Lord of the Rings. Big fan of Lord of the Rings. They even made like a prequel series to it recently. I don't know. They tried to make it more diverse by putting like minorities in it, which is awesome. But it caused a problem for me because when I was watching it, they got this elf and he's this light skinned brother. Tightest fade I've ever seen. And it just completely took me out of it.
Yeah.
Like, I might have believed somewhere between the Shire and Mordor, there's a black barber shop.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.